is Easter Sunday, and so I want to take just a few moments. We're not going to have a long message today, but I just want to take a few moments for us to look at the Word of God together, because today we celebrate the fact that Jesus came, because so many of us, you all know this, all of us have done things that we're not proud of. All of us have stepped into certain moments of life the Bible calls sin, and these things separate us from God. But the Bible says, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ. How did he do that? Because Jesus went to the cross and he rose again so that we might be made right before God. That is the core contention of our belief as Christians. That's what we're celebrating today. But why did he do that? What drove him to the cross? I want us to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 together this morning. And it says this, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I want you to know this morning that God sees you as his workmanship. Other translations say that you are his masterpiece. You are his masterpiece. I don't know if how many people, any creatives in the room, anyone good at art? We've got some artists in the room. Okay. Art was not my skill set growing up in school. I was actually the student that was so embarrassed by my own work that I accidentally poured water all over it. Oh, sorry, miss. It's been destroyed. I may as well throw it away. I was terrible. But for those, I have my brother-in-law. He is a true artisan. He welds, he sculpts, he makes beautiful designs. And he will spend countless hours considering the finer details of like this corner of this art piece. I don't quite have the patience for this. But I want us to consider God as a master craftsman for a moment. The God who is outside of space and time looked at you. Like, I imagine it was like, maybe just for you. He sat down, maybe, I don't know, a whole millennia, like 1,000 years. He's like, right, planning meeting, guys. What are we doing with Sarah? Let's plan. And why? Because he is the master craftsman. He is so focused on how he designed you and perfectly created you. Perfectly designed you. I've thought about this a little more since I've become a dad. My daughter is 2. I sometimes look at her. Me and Meg will like turn to each other. It's like, can you believe she's ours? Like 50-50. Like, she's amazing. And she's like, she's so cute, she's so beautiful, she's funny, she does weird stuff, we'll turn around every now and then, we're like, how is she so clever? I mean, I'm like, I know that I'm just a biased dad, but I'm like, she is the smartest kid in the world for her age, I'm convinced of it. And then, because she's a toddler, she's started learning some new skills recently. They include, she's growing as a creative. So you give her a piece of paper to draw on. Any parents in the room know what happens? She says, I don't want to be confined to your creative limitations on my life. So I might just draw on a wall. Because today, this looks like my new place to design. The floors, they look so bare. What's wrong with you guys? Let me get this crayon out and draw everywhere. Mom, Dad, nice bedside tables, what if we make them blue? You know, she's growing in her creativity. She's also growing in her compassion. The other night, Meg called me in as she was putting Evelyn to bed, and there was a mosquito in the room. So I'm like chasing this mosquito around to try and like, you know, anyone do the like, try and clap them, yeah? So I'm like chasing it around, and then you like jump up to try and get it on the wall. So I finally got it. To which Evelyn was very sad. So where's mosquito? So no, we had to say goodbye to mosquito, Evelyn. But where's mosquito? and we had a minor meltdown because we had to say goodbye to Mosquito. Mosquito's gone to a farm in a... He's gone. But you start to look at, when I'm looking at my child, and I just think, how much more did God look at us as his children? And perfectly design us as his masterpiece. Perfectly shaped. And I want you to know that today. Some of us, we wrestle with our insecurities. We wrestle with how we look, how we were made, who we were. And I want you to know that Jesus sees you as his masterpiece. You are his workmanship. Perfectly designed, perfectly created. Before the beginning of time, he came and he perfectly made you. But here's what we know. That through life, if this is you, the masterpiece, through life, things happen to us, right? Life will come our way. And sometimes you'll just have something come and it tries to chip away at you. Like life will come, maybe it's in a moment of heartache or grief. And you as God's perfect workmanship. You just get chipped away at a little bit. And grief comes along and it can take chunks out of you. And you say, yeah, God designed me, but I don't feel all that put together right now. And then, if you're anything like me, I'm a little bit, at times, like a driven person. I want to make things happen, go. And then the fear of failure can come into your life. And it can take off another chunk. And suddenly, this perfectly designed workmanship feels a little bit broken. But you keep trying, you keep going, you keep pushing. Because you know you've got places to go, you know you've got things you're believing for, but then you've got this friend and you've been friends for so long and you've been so close for so long, and then betrayal arrives in your life. And it takes off another chunk. And betrayal comes along and you don't know how to handle it. Because rejection has a way of doing something in our hearts that feels difficult to get out of. And so we come along, and all these different things, maybe there's a sickness that shows up in your life. And suddenly, the more you go through life, the more life feels like it starts handing you some things. And you are in a place when you're like trying to put yourself back together. So then you've got all these shattered parts of your life. You've got all these different things going on. And you're trying to figure out where it was before, and you're wishing it was how it was before. And you've got these different shattered parts of your life. And the thing we need to know, and I want you to know today, is that you'll never be able to put yourself back together. We try. We keep trying. We keep going. But more life comes, the more life can feel shattering. And I know that's some of our story. For some of us, we've experienced abuse. For some of us, we've experienced pain. And life has felt like it was shattered before us. But this isn't all of our story. Some of us, we actually feel like it's pretty good. I'm like 90% of the way there. I'm like mostly good. But then it's just this one bit. It's just this one area that we're like, okay. Let me just try and hold it in place. I don't want people to see that I'm not doing okay. You come along to church maybe, or maybe you go through life in your career. How you doing? Yeah, great, good. You hold your face together. And the truth is that even that one part of you that doesn't quite fit anymore, it's such a limitation that you can't come back from it by yourself. So many of us go through our lives trying to fix ourselves, trying to hold ourselves together. And I know I'm speaking to some of you today. You're here on Easter. You just thought, yeah, let's have a nice Easter service. But here's what I want you to know. Jesus has a plan. Yeah. Yes, he does. He didn't just let your life get all shattered into pieces without a plan. Yeah. And this is the central contention that we have as believers. That we are those who are not perfect, who have everything together, who have figured out and perfected life. The opposite is true. We are those who have discovered that we cannot hold it together by ourselves. We are a mess. We can't do it. That's what the people getting baptized today are telling you. I have figured out the key to life. It's not me. I can't do this. So what is it that we believe? What we believe is this, that he, Jesus, makes all things new. He makes all things new. That he can take the shattered parts of your life. He can take the broken things in your life, and you can spend your whole life trying to pull them together, trying to figure it out. And he, in a moment, will come and say, let's make you new. Let's make you whole. Let's restore the things that our spiritual enemy came to try and break. Because our enemy, he will come along and just chip away at your confidence, chip away at your insecurities. He will try and knock off these different parts of your life. And sometimes you don't need the enemy. You're pretty good at doing this by yourself. Sometimes you'll just chip away at your own life and it will be destructive. But in a moment, Jesus will come. He says, let's just even see it in the Bible. Revelation 21. We read this last week, but it says this. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Behold, I make all things new. If you're here today and you feel like maybe in one area, maybe you're like this guy over here, in one area, your life mostly feels like it's together, but you just got this one chunk taken out, this one area that you can't figure out. He'll make you new. He wants to restore you today. This is not a self-help talk, guys. This is Jesus showing up and doing something miraculous in your life that will change you. Only he can do it. Only he can do it. Or maybe your life is shattered. And you're pretty good at hiding it, or maybe you're not good at hiding it. But you know that you need a savior. You know you need a savior. And so today on Easter, I just want to pray for us. Because this is the gospel message. This is the Easter message. It's to say, stop trying to do it all yourself. Let him come along and restore you. Because he wants to do it today.